You want fame?
Yeah.
You want glory?
Yeah.
Well, fame costs. And right here's where you start paying in sweat. In the boot room.
Here we are, my feet in the boot room, out in the boats. I've got Mickey here. Mickey, how are you?
I'm Greg Godwin, yes.
We're in the assembly rooms. We've just witnessed a show, one of the first. We've got Arnold Brown, we've got John Smeaton here, an audience with John Smeaton. Before we bring in the big man, let's speak to the... Can I call you the warm-up act, Arnold?
I am the warm-up act. I hope it was warm enough.
What did you think about it tonight? What do you think of the man here?
No, I think the formula will work. But when you do a kind of the first show or two, you're trying to get it right. The audience seem to enjoy it, but there's a few things we want to tighten up. But I think this guy, John Smeaton, is such an individual character. And everyone in Scotland knows his exploits. He's got a natural way of speaking. And so I think it's going to be good.
Arnold, can I just ask you how many festivals this is? Are you keeping a count?
Oh, I've lost count. It's about, I've seen 83, I've missed one or two. It was probably about over 20, 20, 24. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, in football terms, you're like the Pelly of the comedy world. Is that how you would describe us? Since it is a football show.
Yeah, well, someone described John Smeaton as a Maradona of the baggage handling. Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing is to come back every year despite public demand.
What do you make of the festival though? What do you make of Edinburgh? Every year, is it getting better or getting worse?
I think there's too many people. It's just, I don't know how a new act is seen unless we've got very good management. It becomes very commercial. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of comedians in all different times. I don't know how they would... every year it seems to get bigger. But it shows you the amazing amount of talent around. I mean, someone said to me, come and see this amazing 80-year-old guy called Daniel Sloss. I mean, 80-year-old.
Can I just... When you said talent, is an 18-year-old girl walk past with denim shorts on the other Arnold. I'm glad. You said the word talent, she just walked past. I thought, I know you're maybe, you know, had to bring that to your attention.
I'm beyond that, yeah. I just said, you know, the whole thing's commercialising. People are coming in earlier, you know.
Yes.
But it's still a great excitement to be here.
Brilliant. Well, it's in the background, John Smeaton is speaking to Mickey Weir. Have you met Mickey Weir before, John?
No, I have not. Mickey's an absolute cracker, yeah.
Do you remember him playing the football?
I do. I've seen him quite a few times. And
now tell us, is he bigger or smaller than you thought?
Bigger.
Mickey, you're at the show tonight. True or false, was that your first ever Fringe show?
Yes, go and believe it or not.
Hang on, you've lived in Edinburgh virtually all your life.
Yep.
You played football in Edinburgh, yep. And this is your first Fringe show.
First Fringe show, and thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was
no pressure, so did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah.
Tell us, really.
I did.
How about you, John? Because that was, I think Arnold Brown here saying it's your third time on stage.
Yeah, only my third time on stage. It was really good, though. Enjoyed it, really enjoyed it, you know.
I knew it great.
What questions did you, were you frightened of getting, and what questions did you get tonight from the audience? Because you're taking questions from the audience. That would scare most folk half shitless, but you managed to take them on the chin.
That was good. You don't know what's going to come. You just, you know, hit it with the shit that
you... I fed you the football line. Oh, yeah, I hope you appreciated that.
I did, actually. I was like, yes, let's, you know, love my friends with Mr. Bully.
Yeah. Okay, you can swear if you want for Burnley.
For Burnley, you're shit.
How's it been then? What's been the experience at the festival?
It's been absolutely amazing. It's been great. The buzz is, you know, it's almost easy. Was it a good place? No.
When you're in Paisley doing the Glasgow Airport thing, a lot of people don't even know this is here. The biggest arts festival in the world and all that.
I had never been here until 2 years ago. You know, after it, when I was invited over by Jenny Godley. And that was my first time ever on stage, you know. And to be able to do your own show is just, wow. And then especially what with Arnold Brown, you know. You're like, well, you're working with one of the best here, you know.
The Odd Couple sprang to mind, you know. I can see a sitcom, the Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon of the Edinburgh Festival. We're talking about celebrities. I thought that was the most interesting part of the show, about your rise to fame through the world of celebrity and all that. And you mentioned some great names. We love the celebrities in the football show, don't we, Mickey? We've had some good ones on. But we talked about Mary J. Blige and all that, and Gordon Brown, the other celebrities from you. What ones do you look back and think, did I actually meet them?
Stirling Moss. Met Stirling Moss, and that was like me and Stirling.
Out of the car, Stirling.
You know, aye. Yeah. Well, it's last time I knew him was Ricky Fulham, wasn't it? Okay, Stirling, take car. You know, but I've met that many people, you know, and you're like, ah. Just a boy from Glasgow, you know what I mean? You know, it's like, it's immense, you know, it's a great experience.
And I think that's what has happened very well, Arnold. You brought in the early days of baggage handling through to the celebrity rise to fame, so I think that worked very well. Was that your own?
No, we divided the show into. Before the incident and what happened to John after the incident, you know.
It's on for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Should you get some set of tits on her? Don't know about Richard, he's about a practice.
And listen, with the football questions you fielded, we had a football show. You fielded questions about Rangers and how they'll do this season. You fielded questions about how you think Celtic will go on in the Battle of Britain, and also about the Scotland performance against Norway. Do you want to sum up your thoughts and where you stand with any of those subjects?
Scotland are shit at the moment. But no, Celtic, I hope Celtic do well, Scottish team. You know,
Battle of Britain's, we're just saying that with Mickey, Battle of Britain's have done quite well in them. Scotland.
Yeah, oh, Scotland have always done okay. Looking forward to Celtic. A hard game for them, but you never know, Parkhead and Ibrox.
The question I asked you, Mickey, was the best Battle of Britain.
Yeah.
And it involves Rangers, but we came to the conclusion. Do you remember which game it was?
Rangers, Leeds, man. That was fucking awesome, because they thought they were gory fuckers.
That always happens. They always think they're going to do it.
And the thing I always remember about the Rangers-Leeds game, or sorry, the Leeds game down south, sitting there and watching McCoy stick the heater in the back of the net, and a wee fanny from Leeds started going, I'm fucking I'm near hysterics, man. I was like, fuck you, me, man. You know what I mean?
And that was behind closed doors. I don't think there was any fans allowed to travel down the south.
It was just all the Leeds fans. It was fucking brilliant to go down there. Fucking do them, man. They're brilliant, you know. I never forget, actually, the game at Ibrox, walking in. There he was singing, "Come and struck," and there's a wanker at the demon. Fucking brilliant.
Now, very quickly, you talked about your... I don't want to keep you from your night here in the Assembly Rooms, but you talked about training with Rangers and Barry Ferguson. Any players from the Rangers past or present that you'd like to have met?
I've met quite a few, you know, and it's been a great honour, you know. I met Bomber Brown, and that was like, you know, Bomber Brown, you know, this guy. Remember him, Mickey? I've still got the scars, yeah.
Bomber, yeah.
Bomber was, you know, but I think if I had one person that I would have loved to have met would have been Jim Baxter, you know, because he was synonymous with Scottish football, you know, he was the man that took the piss out of fucking England, down in Wembley, you know, and to be able to meet him and chat away to him was great, but I've met so many great football players, you know. I've met the 72 squad. One of the guys that loved me and an absolute gem of a man was Willie Henderson. An absolute gem of a guy, a lovely guy, you know. And meeting Willie was like, that was like hero worship time, do you know what I mean? Willie Henderson.
Fantastic, what a player as well. That's a great way to finish, I have to say. Mickey, can it be recommended? This podcast is out Tuesday, tomorrow night. There's still a fortnight of the show to go.
Definitely, Gordon. As I said, it was most enjoyable for myself. Like I said to John, the most important thing for me was he's never changed a little bit, you know, he's had this stardom that's been brushed upon the guy. And he's a hero no matter what happens, where people see him as a hero. There's not many people who do the kind of thing that John done, but he's never changed one little bit, and I hope he stays like I've said that to him. Stay, you know, keep it real, don't be changing for anything. And that's what impressed me about the show, was just the realism, rather than, you know, he could have been up there and changed his way, but he's not, Bill, and fair play to him for that.
Not a bad way to finish, John.
Can you believe it?
No.
Mickey, we are saying that about me,
football. Arnold, thanks very much. Good luck with the show.
Yeah, thanks for talking, for letting me talk. And we hope to see and hear all the people who listen to this podcast.
The assembly rooms, from the assembly rooms very late at night. Thanks to John Smeaton. Thanks to Mickey Weir. And thanks to Arnold Brown, who's seen 11:25 assembly rooms for the next fortnight. All the best, guys. Cheers.
10:24.